We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back. Now double your money and make it stack.
Another game seven in the storied history of this franchise. And the Bucks will fall short as the Boston Celtics advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, winning 4-3.
Outcome. Doing my old, buy my old album. Stuck on stupid, I gotta keep it moving. Make the same, me, I make the blueprint. Came in the range, hopped out the Lexus. Every year since, I've been on that.
Joining us now to talk all about it, it is NBA insider Jeff Goodman on the Harbor One Hotline. Jeff, what a game yesterday. What a comeback in this series for this Celtics team. How are you?
Yeah, we're well, right? Jason Tatum's well. Everybody who kind of questioned whether he could step up in a big spot, I think that's been answered. Listen, as I tweeted yesterday, I think he's just that guy that you can't find a weakness in his game. So as he starts to get more and more confidence, and he's still young, like, he's going to be as good as anybody in this league in a couple of years. I know Luka was phenomenal last night, but the big difference for me is Jason Tatum can still impact on the defensive end. Luka cannot. I just don't think Tatum's got a weakness in his game, period. Other than complaining to the refs or, you know, maybe some of that immaturity and you know, leadership, vocal. That's not him, though. That's just never going to be Jason Tatum from a leadership standpoint. He's going to be a, you know, lead by example type guy.
But I think that goes away when he starts getting the superstar calls that somebody like Giannis gets. I mean, it bothers me. It certainly bothers me when he's whining all the time, but I think he's cut down on it considerably. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't get the calls. I mean, it's ludicrous. I don't think that they didn't call a charge on Giannis till the second half yesterday, or, you know, not very often in this series. So I understand that part.
I'll say this. He made his bed early on in his career when he was complaining when he hadn't done anything yet. And I remember telling him that over and over and over, like, better be careful because you're going to be that guy that refs aren't going to give you that call when you deserve it later on in your career because, again, you've been waving your arms, yelling, screaming, complaining when you're in your second year and you just haven't done enough yet to do it.
Jeff, Paul Pierce tweeted out in the first series that Tatum passed KD. I strongly believe in this series that we saw Tatum pass Giannis. I think he's a more skillful player. Like I said, I think, like you said, he can impact it on both ends of the court. Do you feel like he has passed Giannis when it comes to looking at being the most complete player in the NBA?
He's the most complete, yes. That doesn't mean he's past Giannis or KD, in my opinion. I still think you can put him in a hat, depending on the series, depending on how, you know, matchups, everything like that. I hate to say it, I don't think there is a number one player right now in the NBA. You know, we've had that for so long, right, with LeBron, that we've never really had a, you know, maybe a little bit of a debate over the last couple of years with a healthy KD. But for the most part, it's been LeBron for so damn long, there's been no debate. Now you've got a debate, right? KD, healthy. LeBron, I think, out of the equation now. Luka, Ja, Tatum. There's so many guys, and they're so different. So I would say, yes, most complete, the best way to really describe Jason Tatum, I don't know if he's still the best. I mean, again, Giannis can't shoot. Luka can't guard. Tatum can do everything, but, man, Giannis is still pretty you give him Middleton in that series, I don't know what happens.
Well, I was just going to say, Jeff, there's a ton of tweets that are out there saying, okay, yeah, the Celtics win, but they did it without the Bucks being able to have Chris Middleton. How big of a difference do you think he would have made for this team in this series?
Huge. I mean, he's an all-star, and he's an understated all-star who does everything and would be that second guy. So Jrue Holiday could be the third, because there was no third yesterday. No third. Pat Connaughton and your boy didn't step up, right? Grayson didn't step up. Wes Matthews is a non-entity on the offensive end. Portis wasn't great. So then you don't have those guys. What do you have? You have Giannis and Jrue. That's it.
Yeah, your best guy was
three guy.
Your best guy was Brooke Lopez, who was technically that third guy yesterday.
Early.
Yeah.
Right, he was great early. So, Middleton would have made a difference. I mean, listen, any Celtics fan who's saying he wouldn't have is just an outright homer, because Chris Middleton's a hell of a basketball player. I'm not saying Milwaukee would have won in five, but, yeah, they probably win the series with a healthy Chris Middleton. And I know Celtics fans will clap back and say, well, if we had a healthy Robert Williams. Yeah, Robert Williams and Chris Middleton.
Jeff, are we seeing the two best coaches in the NBA in the Eastern Conference Finals?
I don't know if you can say that about Ime yet. I mean, I love him. I freaking love the dude. I give him all the credit in the world for this turnaround, because I think he's pushed the right buttons with Tatum, with Brown, with Smart, and then he's pushed all the right buttons against KD, against Giannis. But I don't know if I'm ready to put him in the category of the two best coaches. Spo is definitely one of them. I think Ime still got a little bit to prove on that end, but, man, he's been awesome. And, again, when you're divvying up the pie of who to give credit to with the turnaround of this team, Ime deserves the majority of it, in my opinion. I know Tatum and Jaylen Brown have done it, but are they doing it without Ime Udoka calling them out publicly, calling them out privately, holding them accountable, and also figuring out how to utilize those two guys together?
Jason Tatum said post-game essentially looking forward to this rematch for redemption reasons. And we were talking about it earlier. Are these essentially the same two teams? Not much has changed, right?
Oh, well, shit. I mean, Jason Tatum looks a little different, doesn't he?
We have to dump out.
He's not the same player, guys. I know I'm not supposed to swear in the air, being serious a lot, but Jason Tatum is not the same player. This is not the same team as 2 years ago. In fact, this doesn't resemble anything like the team I remember seeing a couple years ago, because, again, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are playing well together, and Tatum is, I mean, just look at him physically. Put back that tape of a couple years ago, watch him, and he wasn't nearly the player he was now in terms of embracing contact, finishing through contact around the rim. I think this team is – the Celtics are completely different. And honestly, Miami's different right now than they've been, because Kyle Lowry isn't healthy. He's got that hamstring injury that he's re-aggravated. And without Kyle Lowry, I don't know. I mean, again, you might have gotten fortunate. I hate using the word lucky, but they might have gotten fortunate again getting Miami at the right time without a healthy Kyle Lowry. And now you got Gabe Vincent and Max Strus, you're starting back. I mean, if I had ever told you, you would face a backcourt, starting backcourt of Gabe Vincent and Max Strus to get to the NBA Finals.
Well, Jeff, when you look at the road, I think that's just the way the nature of the beast goes, right? We talked about when Toronto won it a few years ago and they were able to play Golden State without KD. If you're the Celtics looking at this series here, who's the guy that has to step up in this one? Because I feel like Tatum's going to do what Tatum does, but we always talk about that next guy.
I think it's probably Al, the center spot against Bam. I'm not worried. Jimmy's going to get his. But, again, I think Tatum and Jaylen Brown will be able to – Jaylen will have a much better defensive matchup in this series. I think, to me, it's the bigs. It's the bigs against Bam, because he's so versatile. You can run so much through him on the offensive end, and also defensively he's able to switch everything. So I just think that Bam Adebayo is to me that guy that's just so hard. You know, they give him the ball to take it up and create offense. You just don't see that in the NBA with guys his size very often. So I think it's, again, I'd love to have a healthy Robert Williams for this one. Not to play him 28 minutes, but to give him a completely different look against Bam Adebayo, who's super athletic and super versatile and skilled. And that way you don't have to run Al down and play him so many minutes.
So an easier matchup for Jaylen Brown, but the team overall, what would you say is easier for them? This Heat team or the Bucks?
No, the Bucks were easier just because they didn't have Chris Middleton. Like, Miami's just got so much. And, you know, both teams have culture. You just beat a team with culture. Whether you did it with Middleton or not, doesn't matter. Like, that's a team that just won it all, and they believe they can win games like the one they lost yesterday. But, you know, Miami's got that culture too, that toughness. That's what they have. I mean, they got two of the toughest dudes, three toughest top 10 guys in the league, and Butler and P.J. Tucker and Kyle Lowry. Those are three dudes who are just going to come out and try to take it to you. But, again, I think Lowry's health, just like Middleton's health, is going to be so, so important in the outcome of this series.
Jeff, when you look at this series, I know he didn't play a ton in the last series is Duncan Robinson. He did perform well against the Celtics. Now it was a couple years ago in the bubble. Is there a chance that they see him, the Celtics see him in this series because of his ability to shoot the three ball?
Yeah, I mean, if they're not scoring. The problem is Duncan now is behind Max Strus, who is a kid who came out. He was kind of like Duncan. You know, came out as a non-D1 player, transferred to DePaul. It wasn't supposed to make it in the league. Now is starting. The difference with Duncan and Max is Max can really, really guard. That's why he's taking all of Duncan's minutes, and he can shoot it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the biggest thing for Miami is they want that culture of toughness and defense like the Celtics are trying to build and have built over the last few months. The difference is Miami's done it a lot longer. So Duncan will play, and he's going to play. Max Strus isn't making shots. That's why he'll play, because Max can really, really guard in the perimeter.
All right, Jeff, call it right now.
Yeah, I'll take the Celtics. Yes. I'll take the Celtics right now because I don't buy Kyle Lowry and his hammy right now.
Six.
Dang, I watch him at the end of that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it's going to be at this point. I would say, yes, it's going to be a long series. And I think, again, to me, you got to get those guys, Grant Williams, like Pritchard. Those guys got to be ones. I think you know what you're going to get out of Tatum for the most part. I know he's not going to shoot a high percentage every game, but even if he doesn't, he's going to make his teammates better. Jaylen Brown's going to be good. Horford's going to be Horford. To me, it's some of those other guys. Can Grant Williams have not a game like he had yesterday, but just be a consistent three-point shooter who takes some of the pressure off Tatum and Brown and also gives them space to operate?
All right, Jeff Goodman, always great to talk to you, and I'm sure we'll talk to you as we move through this next series.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.